What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here at AfterBuzz TV. It is season 16, episode 1, titled Chicago Loyalty. We're going to be recapping the episode, playing a fun game called Gram Glam, and of course, spilling the tea on this week's hottest news and gossip. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? As I said before, welcome back to the Kardashians Weekly After Show. Thank you. There we go. You guys, it's a party. We are back. We are better than ever. It has been like 3 months, you guys.
Yeah. 3 months too long. Oh, I mean, we talk every day, right. Happy to be back.
Absolutely. Yes. We have our full panel here. We are discussing Chicago Loyalty Season 16. That's right, Season 16. Episode 1.
16 episodes.
Wow. Don't want to say how old I was when I first started watching the show, because I'm going to give my age away.
Can't have that. No. But you guys, I'm joined to my left by the beautiful Rachel Robillard.
Yes, I'm Rachel Robillard. It feels so good to be back.
Yay.
I got actually emotional at the beginning.
Yes,
watching.
She did.
I was like, wow, just, you know, the music got me going. It's good to be back, y'all.
And my girl, Kiki Boom Boom.
Hey! I'm so happy to be back. Happy New Year to everybody, because I know we couldn't say that to each other. Just excited, because of course, all the tea, all the action, all the drama. Mm-hmm. So excited to share it all with you.
Yes. And the dapper Howard the Third.
Oh! Hello, everybody. So happy to be back. Happy to be seen. Happy to be heard. Amen. Everything, you know. I'm just excited to do all this Kardashian thing. Yeah. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. I'm Dakota T. Jones, and let's get started. So, Chicago Loyalty, we got to kind of see where Kanye came from and his roots, and like we get to finally see that part of him. And first of all, welcome back. He's on the show now.
He's doing interviews.
He's talking.
Wow.
Yeah. He's actually talking on the show.
Yeah.
And not running away from the camera like he used to do.
Gosh. Exactly. Such a big change. I mean, he used to say, I'll never do this. No. I don't even want my kids on the show.
Exactly.
And now look at it. North's on there. All the kids. He's on there.
Kanye's getting a check.
Yeah. He knew it's better to make money than not make money.
It's kind of interesting because he went from that to now he's like doing interviews and so heavily involved in the show.
Right. Yeah.
But I like it. Even though he's kind of zany and does these crazy, mm-hmm. awkward things, it makes for good TV, for one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two, it also feels like, okay, now we're really on the inside. I felt like with Kim's side of the family, we were always like, oh, this is all we get to see.
Yeah.
This is all the other stuff that goes on, but we're not really allowed into that part of their life.
Right.
So now it really feels like a reality show.
Yeah.
Even more, which is exciting.
And you get to hear his voice, because Kim always speaks for him. And, you know, Kanye is always out doing his thing and being a little zany on Twitter. Mm. So I do feel like you get to actually hear him speak. And you get to see interaction with him and his wife. And I think it is very interesting, to say the least.
It is. And also just his mannerisms and how he doesn't like to use the word excited. They're expecting baby number 4.
Right.
Woohoo! That's exciting.
All is love. All is love.
He said, in his interview, I don't use the word excited. So
he said, I use the word pleased. I'm pleased.
That must be something him and his therapist go through. I don't know.
I know.
I'm just saying my baby daddy better be excited.
Okay.
Right.
Please.
Please.
Boy, bye.
I wouldn't say I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I thought he was going to say, I wouldn't say I'm excited. It's the fourth one. The excitement's died.
I know,
I was like,
I know.
He's like, enough already.
I know.
Kim just kind of goes mute, like, mm-hmm.
You could tell.
Like, you could just tell. There's some.
It's very. I feel like this is going to be a gift and a curse for them. It is a great thing for the fans and for us to see, but I do think, you know, working with your husband and being on set, and we're now going to see the weird relationship that they have. It's going to be a little, and I don't know if that's the whole point of this whole season, besides the whole Tristan drama. We're going to now see, I feel like, a little bit more tension between the hubby and the wife.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because there was rumors anyway going on with them, so it is a little awkward, but it's cool to see him on with his pink hair and blonde hair and then black hair one day.
I know, it's like he changes every single day. But I'm interested to see if after Kanye's gets the feedback of like all what the fans think seeing him on the show, I wonder if he'll get scared and like pull out of it.
I can see that. Him just backing out randomly, no questions.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, gotta go.
Yeah.
Don't pull a Rob, Kanye.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Just don't pull a Rob.
I know. Allegedly, we're supposed to see Rob this season.
Really?
So. Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Alleged.
Yeah, and tea time later, we have some news about Rob, so stay tuned for that. But next, I wanted to talk about this whole Rhyme Fest / Kanye beef with the Donda House, which this kind of all happened at a time where I wasn't really quite paying attention to what was going on in the news, so I wasn't really familiar with the story. So kind of fill me in and fill in the fans who don't know what it was about.
So for those who don't know, Rhymefest and Kanye are best friends. Rhymefest was one of his artists, but they've been friends since the Chicago days, since they were little kids. What happened was, and like Kim and Kanye explained, there is a house called the Donda House, which is a charity house for kids and underprivileged people. And I think Rhymefest got to a point where, like he said, it wasn't about the money. He was reaching out to Kanye for school supplies, backpacks, money for the kids, food for the kids. And I think Rhymefest, allegedly, and coming from his point of view on Twitter, felt like Kanye and the Kardashians were living their glamorous life in Los Angeles. And, you know, a lot of people in Kanye's life were kind of negative and bringing Kanye down. And this one, he was going through a spiral. Rhymefest just wanted the attention. Kim, being the wife, felt like you didn't have to go about it this way. Rhymefest felt like, this is me and my friend's business. It's none of your business. Let us focus. And, you know, Kim threw some jabs at him. They all were throwing jabs at each other. And Rhymefest just said, I just wanted him to pay attention to Donda's house because this is his mother's house. This isn't for me. He gave it to me, but I am not Kanye West. We just wanted the support and the charity.
Even just a retweet. Like, let me give me a retweet.
That's all he was saying. He's like, bro, we just, if you could show up, the kids need food after school programs. They need backpacks. Just come. And that's when we started to see him. Sorry to cut you off.
No.
That's when you started to see him come to Chicago. He started to now come and help the community. But that's, Rhymefest was like, that's all I wanted you to do, bro, was just give something.
And he was saying he was like going through a lot and he wasn't in the headspace to help out at that point or financially. But like, Kim has got all the money in the world. Like, maybe she could help with the backpacks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I feel like the kids and Donda House was probably kind of brushed under the rug for them, and they weren't even thinking about that because they're trying to figure out, we need to fix this mess that Kanye's made in the press.
Yes.
So he was in a dark place. Now it seems like he's better or hopefully out of that and he's helping out, but yeah, it was just this weird time where he didn't have the capacity to do anything else except for be in that weird headspace where we saw his name all over the news for so long.
Yeah, and it was right around that time, too. So it was like a lot. Like, Kanye would tweet really crazy things. He was at TMZ. He said he was off his meds. And then, like, him and Rhymefest were beefing. Like, it was a lot of things going on with Kanye.
Too much.
I'm happy that they hashed it out because they are, if you guys don't know, like, him and Rhymefest are best, best friends. Like, before this music thing started, and Rhymefest is one of his ghostwriters. It's known. Everyone, Kanye has said it, so I'm not saying anything new. You know, they're really good friends. So I was upset as a hip-hop fan to see them beefing like that, and I'm happy that they came back together.
Yeah, and it's like how Kanye wants to forgive and forget. And that's what he was talking to Kim about, and basically told Kim, you just want to be mad. Like, I want to get over this. I'm trying to forgive. And he even said, I'm not rational. I'm spiritual. So some of these, like, one-liners he's throwing in during his interviews, I'm like, okay.
It reminds me of, like, a DJ Khaled sentence. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. But I think Kim has a right to somewhat get angry sometimes because for Kanye, it's like he wants to lash out and be angry over the top. But then come back and be like, oh, I forgive. It's fine.
Yeah.
He thinks it through.
And
I get it. She's his wife. And, you know, that she's not the only family, because I think people forget that Kanye's dad's alive and his mother's side of the family is still alive. But as a wife, I get it. She's concerned. And like she said, she's like, I didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she didn't go on social media and kind of get in their conversation.
Exactly.
I wish she called Rhymefest and was like, yo, what are you doing? Let's have this conversation because my husband's not in his face. But as a wife, I do get where she's coming from because she's like, whoa.
And as for your man.
As a business and as a brand, hubby can't mess up my brand.
No.
So, but exactly. You know, I get where she was coming from.
Yeah. I want to know what you guys thought about this really cute MJ/Scott Disick storyline. I thought it was so adorable. I feel like they needed something for Scott to do because Scott's trying to get his coin. And they're like, we don't have a lot for you this week, but you can hang out with the grandma.
Yeah.
And there was, I mean, I thought it was really entertaining. And I love seeing this like fun, loving side of Scott because for so long he was the source of all the drama.
Yeah.
And for like a good season or so now, he's been chill.
Yeah.
I loved it. Because one, it's grandma. Yeah. We love MJ. And we love Scott. Like, I feel like the show and the producers want to keep Scott around. No, he has a brand new relationship, but he's still the father of Courtney's kids. But he is a part of that family. He's lost his mom and dad. So I love him being around this family. So I love him and grandma. Like, I thought it was adorable. And he kind of needs that as well.
Because
everyone's busy living their own life. And I feel like he needs that motherly grandma.
Yeah, and he needs to learn how to scramble some eggs.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Who doesn't know how to scramble eggs?
I don't know how to cook it. I know how to scramble eggs.
I know, same.
Exactly. Same here.
And he has kids. Gosh. I just feel like you should make that for your kids.
Yeah, and I love how he was like, well, I have someone to do that for me. And I was like, okay, Sophia needs to.
Sophia's five, so.
Sophia's not making
happy. Happy she knows how to make eggs and you don't.
I don't think she's doing it for him.
You don't think so?
No, I think she kind of like, I have a personal chef. I have a meal plan. Okay. That's what I thought.
I went to Sophia.
Me too.
Like, she is not good. She probably doesn't know how to make scrambled eggs either.
Lionel's probably like, are you cooking food for this man and his kids?
Rachel's like, she just came out the womb. She's not in the headspace to make some eggs.
But I love seeing him and MJ together because, like, it's one of those things, like, what is MJ and Scott going to do? So it's kind of like, give them something.
Rachel was like, Sophia was just an egg herself. What's happening?
She's not cooking anything.
No, definitely not. But I thought it was really cute how MJ was like, not cute, but it was sad how MJ was just like, I kind of resent moving. Like, all I know is I had pneumonia. The next thing I know, she swooped in and moved me to Calabasas. And, you know, I love that she's closer to the family. I know that she sees them a lot more now than she did.
Right.
And she's at an age now where it is smart for her to be close to her family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then again, she was happy where she was, so it's up to her. She shouldn't have had to have been uprooted if it was something she didn't want to do.
Yeah.
So I really do love that they really kind of opened up Chris's eyes and was like, look, if you want me here, you need to spend the time with me. Because you said while we were watching, Nakia, like, oh my gosh, life is too short. You never know what's going to happen. So if Chris is so involved in her phone and the next day her mom could be gone and that time that they were supposed to spend together closer to the end was missed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Life's way too short. And I remember MJ was sick at one point, you know, with the pneumonia. And I just always think about that, especially with older people. So I just, and you're right, because we see them now with MJ a lot more.
Right.
So I am happy she's back. But a lot of older people are very independent and they don't like to be uprooted because they're like, what's happening?
Right.
So, you know, but I'm happy that she's closer, but I'm happy that her and Scott, like we were saying, I think Scott's now the therapist of the family.
He is. He's gotten so mellow now.
I know. I love how Chris was, or I love how he like took them to this tea room and sat Chris down with MJ and was like the therapist, like, Chris, I think what MJ is trying to say is that you need to not be on your phone as much because you never know how long, you know.
And
then like with the scarf.
I know.
Chris was like, oh, okay, I didn't know.
But like, whenever they were saying, okay, we need to put the phones away, Chris's face was like, oh, hell no.
I feel like she was having an anxiety attack. Cause like, you know, you can't look at your phone. You're like,
she's so
shady.
But it was
texting me.
Like, her hat and her facial expressions were just everything. I was like, oh. But they did do the intervention and, you know, Chris seems to be a little bit more enlightened and kind of woke to the fact I need to spend time with my mother while she's here.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's actually going to change, though. I mean, I feel like we told Chris a few times she needs to be invested with MJ.
Right.
And she's never really completely changed. Mm. So I'm like, Chris, you say that, but you're saying that while you're closing another business deal.
Right.
What are you doing?
Like, on the phone.
Put the phone down.
Yeah, absolutely. But before we get on to our next topic in this recap, we have a lot of exciting things going on at AfterBuzz, and we cannot wait to share with you. So, Nakia, take it away.
Yes. As Dakota says, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to thank you guys for making us the ESPN, sorry, I'm so nervous, of TV Talk. And we want to thank you guys for helping us continue to grow. If you guys are on YouTube right now, make sure you guys hit the thumbs up. We love all the love. Make sure you guys give us a 5-star if you guys are on iTunes. And leave us comments. We love the comments. Let us know who your favorite Kardashian is or whatever show you're watching. Let us know that you really love it. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment and we will give you guys a shout out. Being a part of the AfterBuzz TV family has meant so much to all of us. We really do appreciate you guys for supporting and showing us love. Again, if you guys are on iTunes, give us a 5-star and we will give you guys a shout out. Thank you.
Yeah, we love you guys. And we all have talked for like a good month now, gearing up for the season 16 premiere. We're like, we're so ready to get back in here.
Yes!
These seats, you know, other people have been keeping them warm, but we were ready to come back and regain our throne. So we're here. But let's talk about Courtney, because I think it's interesting how they portray relationships on the show sometimes, because whenever Eunice and Courtney were together, it was like, oh, they're meant for each other. They're soulmates, lovey-dovey. Like, they really showed us all the good.
Right.
And then when Courtney was like, oh, yeah, like, thank God I broke up with Eunice type of a thing, and the other sister was like, ain't that the truth? And I'm like, wait, so I thought we all loved him. We were all on the Eunice train, and then now we're not. Like, confusion.
Yeah.
Turmoil.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where, like, you may not like your sister's partner, but you respect it.
Right.
Kind of like with Tristan that we've seen on the past episodes. Mm-hmm. But like when they finally break up, you're like, thank God.
Right.
Like, thank God you're over with that person. And I think Eunice was like one of those people in the shows where the sisters, they didn't really have a problem with that. I think it was just Chloe for some reason because, you know, her and Courtney are a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. We never really see the bad. They always only show the good.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are, season 16, and now they're not a thing anymore. And we're like, oh, wait. when did this happen? Or why? And then she's confiding in the new one who looks just like Eunice.
Yes.
Who I always see in her Instagram posts. And I'm like, okay, is that new boo?
What is with her with these young men?
I'm not mad at it, Courtney. Cheers. Courtney is about to be 40, I think, next week or in a few weeks. Live your best life. Yeah. But why does he look like Eunice? Exactly. I don't know.
Yes. I even sent it to our little group chat here, and I was like, look at Courtney back with Eunice. And then I think it was Rachel who told me.
That's not him.
I was like, they look just alike. Yeah.
Courtney has a type. Right.
Something they were talking about was just, like, self-love and being happy. And even Chloe said that Courtney doesn't need to be in a relationship to be happy. Mm. And I totally agree with that statement and how just self-love isn't vanity. It's sanity. And I can just tell she's been having a lot of anxiety and depression, and she was saying how she's going to these appointments like to get detoxified from it all, but it's just I just hope she's taking care of herself. Breakups are hard. All breakups are. So I get it. I feel like a lot of us have been there, and so I just hope she's using that time to focus on herself, and she has so many people to lean on, so that Palm Springs trip looked like a blast. Yes. It was all for her.
Amazing. Like, I want that karaoke machine.
Me too.
Okay. Right? That's a party.
And I also want to stay at that house. No, but that looked like a good time. That's one of those things, like a pick-me-up where your girlfriends are like, let's just go someplace and get your mind off of the boy and turn up. And I love that they always have like their friends to have their back. And it looks really fun. And you're right. Like it's, I think Courtney sometimes feels like she has to be in a relationship because everybody around her is in one. Mm-hmm. And she was in such a crazy one. I don't want to say toxic, crazy one with Scott where I think like, girl, it's okay. Let's breathe. You got the kids. You look amazing. You're about to be 40. Like,
isn't that insane
to me that she's about to be 40.
Just enjoy being single. Just enjoy loving yourself and how you don't need other people to love yourself. So, Courtney, just take your time.
Going to flock to her.
Yeah. They sure are. Time.
Do we think that Chris is renting out that house, that like an Airbnb situation?
The price
I look that up real quick because I really want to stay there.
The price is probably skyrocket right now.
I really want to know if she's renting it out or something.
I doubt it because she would be too scared that people are going to put cameras and microphones in there.
Oh,
I
see the whole
situation. Or take sheets and try to sell it on like eBay.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she has it under like a fake name or something, you know? Michelle, or you know,
Kia's over here. Like, I'm gonna find the bed sheets, I'm gonna take the soap, I'm gonna take
I'm
the Kleenexes,
everything. The karaoke machine, I'm taking it all home.
Right. Absolutely. But that kind of recapped our recap, you know, it was interesting. It was like a short, it felt like there wasn't a ton to cover this time, but we see in the preview for this entire season, Chloe, it just broke our heart literally. Like, she was crying and sitting there and just like pouring her heart out and basically saying, you guys need to be nice. I'm a person. This is not just a show. Yeah. This is my life, and you have to be kind, because so many people have been making, you know, these memes about her, like, oh, Tristan, like, when your man won't stay, this and that, and it's just like hurtful to her because it's nothing that she's done.
Right.
It's Tristan, you know? So it really breaks my heart the way that she's treated, so I can't wait to see how that all plays out on this season, because I need to see how she's going to cope, and the whole Jordan Wood situation. Drama, but that does lead us into our next segment, Tea Time.
Tea Time!
Everyone get your teacups out.
We're like MJ and Scott.
That's right.
Tea Time.
Next time I'll bring my scarf. You guys, there's been so much that has gone on this past 3 months since we've been on air that we had to just choose the things that are going on right now because there's too many to choose from.
So much.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so basically, I told you guys we'd talk about Rob again. So Rob is back in the press. He does not have to shell out $20,000 in child support anymore each month. Mm-hmm. There's a 50-50 custody with Dream that he will likely get to take care of for the majority of the time instead of China. Mm-hmm. A source says that Rob will be probably the main child caretaker, but it is 50-50 on paper.
True.
What do you think of that, and are you glad that he doesn't have to shell out $20,000 anymore?
I think it's because, like, she's the working parent. Mm-hmm. He doesn't work. No shade to Rob, but he has the time to sit at home with the baby where she travels and takes care of her two kids. And I think it's awesome. Black China has always said about her two baby fathers, she never wants to put them on child support. She had to when they got into that beef with her and Tyga and her and Rob. And I think it's, you know, as a child that comes from child support, I understand it. But shout out to Rob. But then again, they're rich, so I don't think it's going to hurt him.
Yeah.
But I do love when parents can co-parent in a safe space, because I hate when parents go on social media and they do this, because in 15 years, Dream can go online and see all this and see her parents beefing. So I'm happy that right now they're not beefing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. They're fighting like every week.
And what Wendy Williams was saying is that apparently whenever Dreams with Black China takes care of her. Right. And then makes when sense. She's with Rob. With Rob, it's the same thing. So
exactly, I like
that's the 50-50 thing. Like, no need to give her more money when it seems like she's making more money.
She is. Yeah. That sounds like China's making the most money.
Yeah. So.
With her skin lightening cream.
Oh.
I can't with that.
And her makeup.
And her makeup.
She's got that and her appearances.
And Fashion Nova.
And her appearances. She's no longer dating, what's it, Soulja Boy.
Yes, I think she lightened up, no pun intended, on her skin lightening cream.
She's lightened up on it.
I haven't seen her taking it in a while.
Oh my goodness. On another note, Rachel, take it away.
Speaking of lightening up, Chris Humphries needs to lighten it up. Why is Chris Humphries coming back? Like, why is he talking to people? Apparently, not in general, just about, why does Kim need to be in his mouth still? I thought like this was so in the past. Like, I'm just over Chris Humphries. But anyways, he quoted, "It bothers me when people say our marriage was fake, but I should have known what I was getting myself into." Did y'all think it was fake? That relationship?
So me and Howard discussed this earlier on our other show on BHL, Back to Reality. I never thought the relationship was fake, but what I think what happened was, I think Kim was dating this guy, and I think E was like, hey, no, you don't even date him for 2 weeks. We'd love for you guys to get married. Just an experiment. And I think she was like, Chris, let's do it. And Chris was like, no. And she was like, they're going to pay for it. And he probably was like, okay. They got married, and I think because they've only been dating for such a short amount of time, while
really
married,
fast.
They really didn't know each other. And she started talking to Kanye, allegedly.
I mean, I do have somewhat of like an insider info on this.
Ooh. Drop the tea, honey.
I have a new contact, right? And they were saying that one of their best friends worked for the show for a long time and said that the whole Chris Humphries relationship was pretty much fake.
Oh,
and
oh,
that
wow.
She was supposed... They all went to the...
Oh, sorry, Kim. I try to give you...
I know.
Try to shoot you, Bill.
Okay. Let's talk about this. You remember when she lost her diamond earring in the ocean?
Yeah.
And
yes.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Kim. There are people dying.
So apparently Chris... They flew everyone out there because Chris was supposed to propose to her there. But he chickened out and was like, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. So then they're like, okay, well, we flew all the way out here. So they, you know, made an episode of it. And then whenever they came back, then they were like, okay, well, he was finally in the headspace to do it. So they had to, you know, get all the flowers. And then they're like, Kim, you need to come over to your house right now because we're going to be filming the engagement or whatever.
Oh, my
gosh. And
so
they had to redo the proposal a few times to get it right. But... the whole thing was apparently a sham.
No!
Oh, no!
Sorry, Kim, I tried to shoot you some bail.
Okay, so maybe that was produced, like the engagement and all, but I don't think their relationship was
fake. Yeah, I think
they dated. Like, they dated. They like they loved each other. You saw the love, but you also saw the weird...
Yeah.
And the ugly.
Because I think it was a relationship where they didn't get to know each other.
Yeah.
And I think when they did that whole fake wedding thing, I think they were like, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
But I think they were definitely boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just not that long.
I just wonder if she had those hesitations that she did about 16 days after, if she had those 16 days before. Like, what? It's like, y'all married. Yay, so exciting. And then a couple episodes later, it's not working out.
Or what's your favorite color?
That was a whole mess.
Insane. Well, things that are working out, my favorite, I love her to death, Kourtney Kardashian, who is turning 40, hashtag Aries season. She graces the cover of the new Vogue Mexico, looking beautiful.
Great. I love the orange.
I love it. Orange is my favorite color. The color looks amazing on her. It pops. And Kourtney has been doing her thing. She's been in all these magazines and all these shoots, showing off her body, her home, and every other good thing. So, shout out to Kourtney Kardashian.
She's been in the press more. She's really kind of worked and done some photo shoots, and that's kind of unlike her because she's usually pretty reserved.
Yeah, so sis is like Kanye. She's like Kanye. They got to get the coin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we know what her website is about?
Poosh.
Poosh. Yeah, Poosh.
What is it about? Does anybody
know? I feel
know?
Like it's like a lifestyle type of website, but it's named after her daughter. That's her daughter's nickname is Poosh, Penelope.
We all saw the last time she tried to do a lifestyle thing. It was the app, and she barely posted on it.
Yeah.
They all didn't, though, and the apps just all went away. And I think either they sat back down with their marketing team and was like, let's just go for the... So hopefully this works out.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Because I feel like they all do new business ventures and they're like, oh, no, I'm bored.
Yeah.
We'll find out more. We have an Instagram. All four of us are in it. And right when she posted it, we're like, follow, 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 follow. you're not a true fan unless, you know, you're following all the sisters, all of the exes, all of the current boyfriends.
You want to know something really crazy, though? I have to follow all of them back. Because what happened was, whenever we were going on hiatus, I had to detox for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I unfollowed everybody. And I unfollowed some of my friends, too. Like, it's Dakota, no shit to the Kardashians.
You are not alone. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I always need a detox, and I go a while where I do unfollow them all. Right now, it's just Courtney. I'm not going to lie. But I do this thing where I do unfollow, but I check up. So I'll go to everyone's page just to see what everyone's up to. But sometimes I need a detox, so I can't follow everybody.
Absolutely.
I got to keep following. It's my drug.
I'm obsessed.
I still have the post notifications on.
I do too, though I don't follow.
Oh my gosh.
I need help.
Well, speaking of following, Tristan is following this underage blogger. Yes, following right into her DMs.
Yeah,
there's this girl who put Tristan, there's this blogger underage, she's 17, put Tristan on blast because Tristan was in her DMs sending her hearts and little emojis, and now he's trying to, apparently she lives overseas. It's just a whole thing, but she definitely looks like
Tristan.
She outed him for
Tristan.
Sure.
Tristan. And y'all, this is right after the Jordan Woods scandal.
Right after Jordan Woods.
What the frickin' heck?
He was in New York with a different girl after the Jordan Woods scandal, so now he's with this girl, so.
I don't think he's with her.
He's not with her. He's just in her DM.
He was just trying to shoot a shot with this girl.
And she outed him and was like, yo, this guy.
She's like, I'm 17. Get out of my DMs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm not surprised. It's Tristan.
It's Tristan.
I have no expectations for him. I have no redeeming thoughts for him. Like, it's over. It's done. I just don't think he is a good person.
But you know what? Tristan doesn't care. And he hasn't.
He doesn't.
I mean, he did it with his first baby mother.
Yeah.
You know, we can get into this debt further down the line in a few weeks when they expose all this on the show. But Tristan don't care.
No.
He doesn't. That's just living his life.
He doesn't.
Yeah. The next topic, though, is heavy because we all know this whole Jordan Woods scandal came out. Jordan allegedly, or I guess she did, get kissed by Tristan. She's saying that it hasn't been going on, that it was just one kiss, and that, you know, she was drunk and she happened to be sitting with her legs on his legs and this and that. She came out on the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith. And it was a good interview, and I was like, okay, wow, like, I felt bad for Jordan. Mm-hmm. But then Jeffree Star came back and was like, oh, well, you know, I'm kind of neighbors with, you know, everyone else in Calabasas, and it's, everyone knows that Jordan and Tristan have been seeing each other for like at least a month or
Jeffree
two.
Star's not
Jeffree
to be trusted.
Star,
definitely
yeah,
not to be trusted.
I don't know how credible he is.
He's like, I only speak facts.
Jeffree Star just wanted to be a part of the story that had nothing to do with him. And sorry, I didn't mean to call you, but it was just like, Jeffree, mind your business.
Please.
He always talks about how everyone else is shady. He's the shadiest of them all.
Very shady.
And you know what's crazy? My blog insider, before Jeffree posted that, 2 hours before, she tweeted and she says, guys, beware. There are going to be bloggers that are going to come on and lie and say that Tristan and Jordan had this fake relationship. And I kid you not, Jeffree Star. I was like, this is insane, but... No, Jeffree Star.
Definitely not believe it. Because he has his own beef with the whole family. Remember him and Kylie had beef over their makeup situation?
Yeah, he has his own makeup situation. Right. He has his makeup line. And it's just like,
he just wanted people to come to his YouTube
page.
He is entertaining.
Not to be trusted.
But
he's nuts.
Yeah. He needs to be focusing on his highlight, not the shade.
Oh, God. That was good. That was good, Rachel.
That was good, Rachel.
Kylie decided to deal with the Jordan Woods drama privately, and while her sisters chose to have their reaction filmed for the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kylie didn't want to be filmed and took a break from the show as she dealt with it, but she just recently allegedly went back to filming for the show.
Oh.
And so I feel like she did do some sit-down interviews and probably talked about it a little bit, but she wanted some time to kind of process. But this whole thing is just heartbreaking because we all have loved Jordan. Jordan has been there for Kylie for years and years and years, helped, you know, kind of raise...
Stormy,
and it just really kind of breaks my heart that all of that happened, because they really did seem like they were just meant for each other as friends.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show you that bad things happen, and you can't necessarily trust everybody. But I don't know if I feel like Jordan should be exiled from the family. I don't know.
I don't think she is or will be. I really don't. Like, I don't think. I really do think her and Kylie are still good friends, but I think because of what's going on. You know, Kylie's always been super private, so I don't think she's going to put it out in the public eye, but I don't think Jordan will At least to my knowledge.
I don't think so either. I think they will take a break, though.
Yeah.
I think it's small texting, treading lightly.
Yes.
Definitely not completely cut off, but girl, don't come around for a few months type of thing.
I don't want the cameras to catch you.
Yes.
Right. And I actually posted a poll on my Twitter asking y'all if you think that Kylie and Jordan will be friends. And 67% of y'all said yes, while 33% said no.
Wow.
So I think they will be friends. I think it is just a time thing.
Relationships go through those things, and these are the times where you can tell, like, are we going to be friends until like the end, or you know. And I think her sisters respect that too. Like these two girls are best friends, and Kylie and Jordan's relationship have nothing to do with what's going on over here. So I think they're going to be friends.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't bring around the family events. That's it.
Howard. Jordan and Kylie aren't friends right now, but those who are friends right now, Northwest and JoJo Siwa.
Wow.
Do y'all remember JoJo? JoJo is, she is doing her thing. She's very involved in Nickelodeon. She was the former star on Dance Moms.
Right.
And now she's really involved in the YouTube scene and Nickelodeon. And she actually filmed a video with not just North, but Kim as well. Kim was featured in it too. It was about a 7-minute video, and it was about JoJo babysitting North.
That's so.
And it was a really cute, really so cute. Yeah, they made slime and just had fun, just North and her, and they put some music on, and North just popped into the splits, and I was like, "All right, get it, Northy."
The kids love JoJo, and JoJo loves the kids. She's a kid herself, and. Yeah. I got the chance to attend the Kids' Choice Awards, and I just want to say JoJo is the queen.
Yeah?
I believe
kids love this girl, and she's such a confident young woman.
Yeah.
And she gave an amazing speech to the kids and told them, like, I look different. People make fun of me every day, but continue to be yourselves. And I love that about JoJo. So I love this little pairing.
That's cute.
She just has this energy. She's always on and entertaining, where I'm like, wow, like, that's awesome. I feel like she is so young, and she has so much to go forth towards her career. I just hope she never loses that enthusiastic sense.
A lot of people were like, I hope that I'm still alive when JoJo Siwa has her public meltdown. Everyone wants to see the fall of JoJo.
I'm just saying,
feel bad because when she's 21, 22, people are going to look for her with a bow. And she's not going to want to wear the new bow.
So, she's going to have her Miley Cyrus transition at some point.
We'll be here
saying? Yeah. You know? Just don't get too Britney Spears 2007 with us, you know?
But keep her hair. I understand why Britney, now that I'm an adult,
I get it now. I'm like, Britney girl, I side with you.
I get it now.
I'm like, I had one of those last week.
Okay, yesterday.
Right?
Well, I guess speaking of like a kind of a breakdown, so when this whole Jordan and Kylie thing was going on, there was all these crazy rumors. And one thing that wasn't a rumor was, you know, the Kylie lip kit. Jordan has a lip kit on her site. But when all the craziness was happening, Jordan's lip kit anonymously went on sale.
A palette went on sale on
Kylie's website. And everybody was like, that's shady. Why would they bring the price down? Like, that's weird. So I guess Kylie got wind of it, and Kylie made a statement. She said, that is not my character. I would never do something like that. And when I saw it, I was like thrown back. Jordan knows I didn't actually put it on sale. Because a lot of fans were like, that's shady.
Yeah.
Who put it on sale? It went from like 20-something to I think 3.
Like, yeah, like half off. It was like a half off thing.
It was crazy.
So Kylie, you know, spoke up and said, I didn't do anything
but
like that.
But if you didn't do it, why didn't you say it sooner?
So that's what I was
It's been
like
such a long time. This is like, no offense, but the Jordan Tristan thing, we're kind of moving on because other things are happening.
Exactly.
And so, it's on your website, so why didn't you fix it or say anything?
Yeah.
No, I'm like, Kylie, you better keep up.
Kylie's like, I'm tired. I have a whole baby. But yeah, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, that wraps up for our tea time, but we are jumping right into Gram Glam. That's right. It is our segment. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Hold on. One more time.
Ooh.
Okay.
Move on.
He was like, we're
Josh
done with
like,
this.
I got it.
No. Our producer said, no. No. We need to move on.
For those of you who are listening to us on iTunes, we were all voguing so hard every time the camera flashed. But this is our segment where we vote on this week's Instagram photos that the girls posted and which one we think wins the best Gram Glam of the week. The first one we have is of Kim promoting her new eyewear project. If you look at this photo, you don't think this is about eyewear. You think it's about everything else.
Slippers.
She looks great. Right, slippers.
That thigh gap.
But she has these incredible gowns. She wears oversized glasses.
Yes.
And she just keep getting bigger and bigger. And like, she's going to come out with her own line. So I'm
Courtney's are getting smaller and smaller. Yes. Yeah. You know?
Courtney's are getting very shrinking. Early 90s. Like, those early 90s glasses. And Kim's are getting huge.
Absolutely. Speaking of Courtney, though, she is here bearing it all in her bubble bath. Oh.
Mama.
Yes. Ooh.
There are actually a lot of controversy about this photo.
Why?
Just, a lot of people think that it is very much Photoshopped.
It could be, but
very much Photoshopped.
I'll say this. Even if it is Photoshopped, Courtney always looks amazing.
Yeah, she does.
And I'm going to spin class tomorrow because I'm upset. She looks great.
Yeah.
And our next photo is of Chloe. This is where she went to Diana Ross's birthday party. Yes. And she decided to go bearing the Diana Ross-esque hair.
Love.
And I think she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. And I just want to see her happy and going out and partying and having a good time.
Living her best life, as she should be.
Absolutely. And of course, Kendall just cannot help herself. She's always in a swimsuit.
Always.
And she is... I like how this is, like, very industrial. Like, this is in some studio. They turned off the lights, and it's just, like, the parking garage or something.
It's very hot. Like,
Nikia's like, I'm here for it.
Yes.
Same.
And then, of course, this photo is of Kylie and wrapped her head in a towel. She's looking gorgeous and very, like, fresh-faced.
Natural.
Okay.
The eyelash extensions that are there, though.
Yeah.
And the lip injections.
I was going to say natural after work. But she looks great without makeup.
She looks great.
She looks good.
But
We're nice.
Yes. We are very nice. Absolutely. But this is our time. We have all of their faces printed off on these, if you guys remember from last season.
Yay.
And so we're going to vote right now on who we think wins the Gram Glam of the week. So I'm going to give us about 3 seconds to choose.
Do, 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 do,
3, 2, 1, and show.
Boom.
Courtney.
Three for Courtney, one for
Chloe.
Why did you pick Chloe, Dakota? Okay.
Chloe, I just think she deserves to be voted on. Like, she needs someone to say yes to her, you know?
I think I will
say, I say yes every day to Chloe.
Me too. I think Chloe's fine.
Okay. She's one of my faves.
But I thought she was gorgeous. Love that.
No,
but
she did look really good, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the rest of us did Courtney. I just love that. I loved everything about it. Even though there's a lot of controversy with Photoshop and, you know, what's real, what's not. I love the picture. 10 stars. Yes.
I love it because I feel like she's been owning it a lot lately and coming out of her quiet little shell. Mm-hmm. So I love, she looked great.
I know. I just love it. It's just a hot photo. Like, she looks great. I mean, she's over there killing it with the game, so...
Mother
shout out
of three,
you.
I am jealous.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, girl.
Well, you guys, make sure to tune in next week. We're going to be doing all of this again, recapping season 16, episode 2.
Yes.
So make sure you tune in. In the meantime, though, where can everyone find you on social media, Howard?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. Of course, I'm doing a show after this called Now Apocalypse, so make sure you tune on over at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Sundays, also tune on over to Back to Reality on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where I host with Nakia, and we get a little shady. So head on over there.
The shade is real over there, guys. You guys find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom on Wednesdays. I am doing Black Ink New York. Tuesdays, The Bold Type. And Sunday, like Howard said, on Black Hollywood Live, we do a very shady Back to Reality.
Love it. And I am Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @Rach_Robillard. I'll be sending out another Twitter question, so make sure to follow me at @Rach_Robillard and answer that poll question for me.
Absolutely. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I've been recording a lot of cover songs, and I'm into music. Thank you. And then you can also find me on Tuesdays. I do two shows for Freeform. I do the Shadowhunters recap and then the Good Trouble recap. So make sure to tune in then. Nice. We love you guys.
We do.
This has been a blast, and we will keep up with you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.